Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Barbie. Barbie, it's us.
It's us. And my, oh my, did we have a good time going to the Barbie movie yesterday.
Barbie, I just felt like we were going to prom. We had the hot rollers. Mm-hmm. We had the sequins. We had the, you know, the makeup artist. We had the high pony. We had the curls.
The pink.
The pink.
Barbie, we were stupendous. We were not stereotypical Barbie.
No.
But were we ever? We were middle-aged Barbie mm-hmm. at Barbie's best.
Yes. Yes. And I do want to point out, Leia, that I really tied my outfit together by my daughter's suggestion of wearing my white Doc Marten boots.
You did. Mm-hmm. We will be posting pictures on Insta and on the Chit Chat Coop mm-hmm. because we have...
We have thousands of pictures of us in the Barbie box.
Oh my gosh. My lime green clutch, not clutch, but my little purse.
Your little purse.
Totally set it
off.
Oh,
Barbie. But seriously, Leia, mm-hmm. what was this Barbie movie really about? What was it really about?
Know. Let's say consumerism. Mattel mm-hmm. endorsed it, in fact, which is quite interesting. Feminism. And certainly toxic masculinity. But, you know, it was all sort of underhanded, right? Through all these sort of hilarious, irreverent things that Barbie and Ken and mm-hmm. other... Well, they're all Barbie and Ken in the movie, right? Yeah. Everybody's a Barbie, everybody's a Ken, mm-hmm. except the people in mm-hmm. the real world. So, yeah. Oh, and just we're going to say this right now. This is a spoiler if you haven't seen it already in the title. So if you haven't watched Barbie yet, just stop.
Stop. And then go see Barbie and then listen to this.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. Exactly. Okay. So yeah, I think it was just a super clever script. Greta Gerwig, who is also the director, and I really, really like her and what she's done in the past. So I had high hopes for this movie from the beginning, Edie. I was talking about it back in January.
I was,
because it was in Us Weekly. There were all these photos of... Barbie and Ken roller skating and mm-hmm. I think Venice
rollerblading.
Beach rollerblading.
Hello. With the chartreuse rollerblades.
Right? Yes. Oh, so fun. So I just knew it was on Santa Monica Pier or something, right? And I just knew that from that moment, whether it was like fun or whatever, I knew it was going to be fun. I wasn't sure if it would be worthy of any depth. But but I knew I was going to see it back in January. And then when I heard Greta was doing it, I was like, okay, I'm all in. So basically the plot is Margot Robbie Barbie begins to malfunction in Barbie land. And she goes on this journey of self-discovery to the real world, blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, and Ken tags along.
Yes.
And then Ken finds out, like in Barbie land, he's like just an accessory, but he goes to the real world and he finds out that men are ruling everything.
Yeah.
And
he loves the patriarchy.
He goes around trying to get jobs like as CEOs and doctors just because he's a man.
Right, right. I want to perform this surgery, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very, very funny. And then in the, you know, one of the things that drives the plot along, I guess, is America Ferrera. I thought she did a really, really mm-hmm. nice job. She works for Mattel, I mm-hmm. guess, right? So she works in the corporation. Her daughter is a
typical teen.
Yeah, teen or tween, and has sort of abandoned the mom. And she's secretly playing with Barbie, mm-hmm. right? And coming up with all these horrible, defecating. Self-deprecating Barbie and depressed Barbie and whatnot.
Anxious Barbie.
Anxious Barbie. And this is how Barbie begins to malfunction in mm-hmm. the Barbie world. So she needs to come back and address all of that. And so the reality meets the Barbie world. And
okay, well, Barbie, I mean, Leia, mm-hmm. I think, you know, people listening right now know the plot.
Yep.
So why don't we go in and talk about, you know, just parts of the movie
yes,
that we
please.
Liked or
yes,
didn't like.
Yes, please. Let's.
Okay.
No more depth.
No more depth. So both of us loved the opening
that loved
showed the little girls playing with the baby dolls.
Right, right. So, you know, traditionally, until Barbie came along, really dolls were only infants, mm-hmm. right? And so, yes, is it in black and white,
I think? It's like sepia.
Sepia, and it's almost like Space Odyssey Space music is Odyssey. Playing, I believe. Mm-hmm. And these girls...
Dun, 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 dun.
Right? And they're in this dystopian landscape.
Ironing
and holding the dolls and changing diapers.
Washing.
Right?
Diapers.
And then suddenly, boom, Barbie's legs appear,
She's massive.
She's massive. She's like, you know, this giant. You don't even see the whole Barbie. No, you just see the legs ascending and boom. Boom! Right? Coming down.
And then the girls all start smashing their baby dolls.
They're just clubbing the dolls and I don't know what, chopping their heads off, throwing them.
It was a little unsettling. I think we were the only people laughing.
Well, there were about 20 of us in the theater, if that. So... We were laughing so hard. And let's just go back for a second, because when we entered the theater, I don't know where I got this idea from, but I thought there would be thousands of people in the Sun Prairie Theater watching Barbie.
And on a Thursday afternoon
I don't know.
At 2:35.
I don't know what I was imagining. I was thinking it was in New York City or something. And I suddenly, as we rocked up, I was like, oh, I'm a little self-conscious, because we spent a couple hours getting ready, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. I felt like an idiot for a few minutes until I met the grandpa at the mm-hmm. popcorn stand, right?
He had embraced it. He was wearing full-on fluorescent pink shorts, a fluorescent pink top, and Leia's like, we got to get a picture, and he didn't even, like, flinch, and his granddaughter took pictures of
us. I know, and he came with his grandkids. So adorable. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so we, you know, we were there in full costume, laughing so hard in our lounge seats. Mm-hmm. We brought blankets mm-hmm. so we could be warm.
The only thing I didn't like about the movie had nothing to do with the movie, Leia.
Uh-huh.
It was the blanket. It smelled vaguely of cat pee. And I'm like, whoa, this theater needs to check their air conditioning situation. And it was my blanket.
Okay. Well, my blanket was fine.
That's because it was Lulu's blanket.
Okay. Because I was chilly. I was pretty chilly in that theater. But we lost ourselves in the movie.
Yeah,
and the opening really... I just thought it was stellar. Loved mm-hmm. it. And then Helen Mirren's voice comes
in.
She's
the narrator.
Almost immediately, mm-hmm. right? And she has lots of funny sort of snide, irreverent comments mm-hmm. that are just slipped in throughout mm-hmm. the movie. And one of them was something like, note to the filmmakers. At this point, Margot Robbie's having some sort of existential crisis, right? And saying, I just feel ugly, or something like that. And then she says, note to the filmmakers, casting Margot Robbie is the wrong person you want to make this point.
Yeah.
With a British accent. Note to filmmakers.
Isn't she British?
She's British.
Oh.
Yes. And just to say, Margot Robbie is
beautiful.
Australian. And beautiful.
And stunning, and does a fabulous yes. job, because it's more than just being pretty in this movie.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Barbie is on a journey.
She's really on a journey. Yeah, there is stuff to be said. Like I said, Greta Gerwig, she's a serious feminist director mm-hmm. and writer. So it comes across.
But let's be truthful.
Mm-hmm.
Ken stole the show.
Ken completely stole the show.
About Barbie.
Oh my gosh. Ken's Mojo Dojo Casa House.
So when he embraces the patriarchy and takes it back to Barbie world uh-huh. and it becomes so toxic uh-huh. and all the Kens are acting, you know, insane. Mm-hmm. Leia, I was like, oh my gosh, I have experienced all these things that the Kens are doing to the Barbies.
Okay, like the mansplaining, right?
The mansplaining about the Godfather, like guys playing their guitars and singing at me, you
for
know.
For 4 hours.
Yeah,
it's 4 hours later. I wanna
push you around. It's like all of that.
Yeah. So as a note,
helping me with sports like canoeing.
Oh,
if one more man tells me how to do the J stroke in a canoe, I
you're gonna seriously knock him out with the oar. Yeah.
The paddle.
The paddle. The paddle. Oops, don't you Barbie splain me.
I'm mansplaining. But that was so funny. And
well, here's a quick note, Edie. So there's not just one Ken in the movie, and there's also not just one Barbie in the movie.
Yeah.
Everybody's a Ken in Barbie Land, or everybody's a Barbie, right? So, hi Barbie, hi Barbie, hi Ken, hi Ken.
Ken, hi Barbie, yeah. Yeah. I suppose you could like get annoyed by that, but I just chose to be endlessly, it simplified
Laughed
things.
Every single time.
It simplified things.
I guffawed. Well, I was shoving my mouth full of popcorn.
So it turns out, you know, Ken was insecure because he's nothing without Barbie's gaze. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to, like, the only thing he can do is beach.
He can beach, right. Yeah. He's not a lifeguard. He's not a surfer. Yeah. He beaches.
Remember how we almost had a beach off with Ken?
Right, with Ken.
They were going to beach off.
Right, yes.
Leia, what I really liked about this movie is that the Kens all got like a huge dancing sequence, kind of like in Singing in the Rain when Gene Kelly gets one.
I thought of Singing in the Rain and I also thought of ABBA. I thought it was like this combo. It was so funny.
I can see like a lot of people hating that and wanting like, let's get back to the movie because it had nothing to do with the movie. But that's what was brilliant. And frankly, I could watch Ryan Gosling and the Kens like dance and sing all day long.
Who knew I loved Ryan Gosling?
Because you haven't watched La La Land.
That's true. Okay, we're going to watch it while I'm here, by the way. But oh my gosh, love him. The thing I loved about, Ken and Barbie was, you know, Barbie was so condescending to Ken, right? She's like, I don't want you here. In the beginning, like, he's like, can I stay for a night? And there was never an actual kiss, right?
No, she didn't.
They didn't kiss. They would just like, but it was, she wouldn't drink either. So it would look like she was drinking or eating and she didn't. And then she goes to the real world and she tries drinking and spills all over herself. But, you know, she was just very blunt with Ken. You know, he just so desperately wanted to stay over
and
at Barb's.
Like, no, it's girls' night.
I don't want you here. I never want you here, right?
And then,
but at the same time, she'd sort of, you know, massage his ego and say things like, and what a good job you do at beach.
At beach. You know? Oh, Leia, I know we could like do a whole podcast on Ken, but I did like it how Ken's like became not interested in the patriarchy when he found out it didn't have everything to do with horses.
Right, right. Because when he converted Barbie's dream house into the Ken dream house, there were just all these horses. Like the TV was on horses running all the time and you could see big flanks of horses and it's ridiculous. But then in the end, Ken declares, and you've probably heard this already, even if you haven't watched the movie, the new catchphrase, I'm Knuff.
I'm Knuff. Yes.
Okay. His tie-dyed hoodie. Yes. Really. Yeah. Okay. So Barbie has a very man-positive vibe, even as it denounces the patriarchy, I would say. No?
Yeah. I don't know. It is sort of bothersome to me that like the Kens really were like taking over Barbie Land and the government, remember? Mm-hmm. And then they're just like accepted back. Well, I felt like, you know,
I mean, let's say it wasn't subtle, the message.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, you didn't have to work hard to, to figure it out. You know, there's not a lot of analyzing that needs to be done there.
Well, that kind of bothered me.
Okay,
but
I get it.
But what didn't bother me, Barbie, is that the Indigo Girls song Closer to Fine was featured.
Oh, Barbie.
And I hope Emily and Amy are just taking in the money, taking in the checks for their songs.
Yes.
Because they're wonderful. And my kids all saw the Barbie movie before me, and each one of them texted me and said, Mom, the mom song is in there. And the mom song is the Indigo Girls Closer to Fine because they've grown up hearing it.
The Indigo Girls are back.
Oh, thank goodness. They never left, but I love that they're in this mainstream movie.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the more poignant parts of the movie, I thought, was when Barbie goes to the real world, mm-hmm. and this is in the early moments of being there, and she sits down on a park bench, and you know, much of this in the real world is very existential crisis mm-hmm. Situations happening, right? But she sits down, and she glances over, and she sees there's an older, you know, older than us, like mm-hmm. probably a woman in her 80s, maybe, mm-hmm. reading the newspaper, and she just looks at her for a while, and they both look at each other, and then Barbie says to her, "You're so beautiful," mm-hmm. very sincerely. I mean, I feel like it's the first time we saw something that was more than, you know,
just Barbie world.
Right,
yeah.
Just Barbie world. And, you know, and the older woman, she kind of wrinkles up her face, and she looks at her, and she flashes a smile, and she says, "I know it." Mm-hmm. And it was just really lovely, I thought. So mm-hmm. it was a little bit of sweetness in the midst of the nonsense of the craziness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Leia, moving on to the ending.
Well, hang on. Let's talk about Will Ferrell for a second.
Oh.
So he was like the CEO of
Mattel.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like
I was underwhelmed by his performance, which kills me to say because I love Will Ferrell. Mm. In fact, the other day I just watched his skit, you know, Everybody's Wearing the Tight Pants. That one. It always makes me laugh. He's hilarious. But this just felt like he phoned it in.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have much time, you know.
He had enough time to do something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did a few funny things, but you're right. Mm.
I don't know. I don't remember laughing at Will Ferrell. I was happy he was there, but I felt like it was a phoned-in performance.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it was really Ryan Gosling's movie. Mm-hmm. Really, he owned it.
Yeah, I felt like, I don't know.
Well, but that said, the supporting cast, I mean, there were so many big names. Mm-hmm. So many, right? We won't even say who all the cameos are.
Because you already know.
Yeah, well, you probably already know. And it's really fun to see people mm-hmm. pop up and go, "Who is that? Oh my gosh, that's blah, blah, blah." So mm-hmm. yeah, you'll really love that. So back to the ending.
Oh, the ending. I didn't really like the ending.
Yeah.
I felt like after such a fabulous movie, it just seems stupid.
Yeah, and it was just boom, done, yeah. Right? Yeah, it talked
about Barbie going to the gynecologist.
Yeah, yeah. So there's Kate McKinnon who plays Weird Barbie, and she helps Barbie go on this journey, right? And at one point she says, "I'd like to see what nude blob he's packing under those jeans," mm-hmm. right? And anyway, it becomes apparent that the Barbies don't have genitalia. I think Barbie actually says that, mm-hmm. right? And so in the end, I guess, you know, she's going to see a gynecologist
and become a person.
She's gone to the real world and she's a person.
I don't know. Do you really think, like, okay, we're not supposed to think deep, but do you really think that Barbie wanted to be a real person instead of going back to Barbie Land?
I don't know. Barbie Land seems rather attractive.
I know.
In our diurnal, prosaic days, on and on. No, I don't know.
I would have chosen to go back to Barbie Land. But she did have, like, those real friendships with the mother-daughter.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, she was real friends with the other Barbies.
They seem to have genuine Barbie friendships, mm-hmm. right?
I don't know. I think she made the wrong choice.
They had fun in Barbie Land.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah. I just liked all that girl power in Barbie Land.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's going to make a change in the real mm-hmm. world. So, okay. We'll take it.
Well, any last comments about the movie, Leia?
Well, I just want to comment, Barbie, on what a delight it was to go with you to the Barbie movie and become Barbie for a day.
And be photographed in the Barbie box. But Leia, I have to say that you really are Barbie.
I rocked the middle-aged Barbie. Mm-hmm. Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you did too. You were the brunette Barbie.
Well.
You know, I guess because I have the blonde hair and all, you know, and and I had long and in a high pony. I did look Barbie-esque. Yeah. For sure.
As Barbie said, you are the Barbie that you think of when you say the word Barbie.
And we'll end with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Barbie.
Cluck, cluck.
Bye-bye.